Welcome to the SCMS Classical Conversation Podcast, recorded live at Seattle Chamber Music Society's 2018 Summer Festival. I'm King FM's Dave Beck, and I hope you enjoy these in-depth conversations with festival musicians. By the way, you can find more podcast episodes and details at seattlechambermusic.org and at king.org. Make sure to rate and review us wherever you get your podcasts. And now, on with today's classical conversation. You are a New York City resident.
I am.
Yes, and you're fairly recently completed a collaboration with the New York Philharmonic as their first ever artist in association. Tell me a little bit about that position, because I think it's the first ever such position with the New York Philharmonic, and or maybe any orchestra for that matter.
Yeah, well, it came out of actually it was a brainchild of Alan Gilbert's, who was at the time the music director of New York Philharmonic, and I think one of the things that is important to him and why we actually became eventually close, because we have a similar idea about it, is that whatever he does, he wants to do it in a substantial way. So if it's a relationship with a composer, then the composer would be there for 3 years and the audience will get to hear many different pieces, and it's not just, you know, this one concert or this one piece or one even season. And his idea was that when an artist comes and does their debut with New York Philharmonic, even if it goes well, it'd be years before they come back because of the nature of planning and in our business. And he said, what if we had a kind of a just add water type instant relationship with a major orchestra for a person making their debut, so that they get to know the orchestra gets to know them, they get to know the audience. So it was basically an artist in residence position, but over 3 seasons. Hmm. So I got to be part of the New York Philharmonic family for 3 seasons and play with them every year, both concertos and chamber music, and go out of the city, and developed a very kind of significant relationship with them, which of course was, it's hard to describe what that meant for me. It was such a both career-wise and musically and in every way possible, was one of the great, great experiences of my life. And also getting to know Alan and starting this kind of long-term musical collaboration. And he ended up offering, and we ended up collaborating, we're recording all the Beethoven piano concertos together with the Academy of St. Martin's in the Fields. Mm. We're also a group that I have a very strong and long-standing connection with. So it's basically an expression of my belief and our belief that a deep and substantial kind of personal and musical relationship makes the music just blossom. And I think that's one of the great things about a summer festival as well. A lot of these people come every year, and there's such a over the years you build such a rapport both between the musicians and with the audience that it feels like, you know, the coming back home.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you can have those moments where you are sitting in the orchestra and you feel like you're playing chamber music when you create that sort of sense of community.
Absolutely.
We've basically run out of time, but I just want to get one note on the chausson that you're playing. It's a piece for violin. James Ennis will take the big solo violin role, string quartet, and piano. And I understand this is a piece where you were sort of saying to James Ennis, let's do this. This was something you've been at him to do for a while.
Yeah, although it took very little convincing in some ways, because it's one of his favorite pieces too.
It's
one of the great chamber music pieces. He called it concert, which is translated as concerto, I guess, for piano and violin and string quartet, but it's not exactly a concerto. It is but there are two solo parts in some ways. The piano has about 1.5 million notes to edit, and to each one of the violin. But it is one of the epic concert pieces, and I'm both in terms of scope and in terms of just the emotional impact of it. So I'm very excited to play here.
Inan, thanks so much for your time today. This has really been a wonderful conversation, and we so admire your music making and look forward to hearing you as the festival continues.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Classical Conversations podcast. Special thanks to Steinway Gallery of Seattle for hosting today's conversation. This podcast is a co-production of Seattle Chamber Music Society and Classical King FM. Bill Levy is our recording engineer. Dacia Clay produces the program. The Seattle Chamber Music Society staff provides technical support and oversight for the podcast, along with Seth Tompkins. To learn more, go to seattlechambermusic.org or to king.org. Remember to rate and review us wherever you listen to your podcasts. I'm Dave Beck.